Hello, friends. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward. I'm your host, Lee Safar. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Equilibrium Master Roasters, Ann Cooper's one-on-one coffee roasting consulting brand, available for online and in-person consulting now that the pandemic lockdown in Melbourne is finally over. If one-on-one consulting isn't your thing and you'd like to take the opportunity to network and build community while also learning, Ann is the coach for our Coffee Roasters Mastermind group that meets for 2 hours twice a month. In our groups, roasters have the opportunity to ask questions about the roasting challenges they've been having in their journey as coffee roasters, including roast curve analysis, workflow, green coffee, equipment, and much, much more. Ann's focus is on having you understand the decision points in a roast so that you have better control over how you deliberately influence how your coffee tastes in the cup. If you're interested in learning from the best coffee roasting educator I've ever seen in the industry to date, get in touch with us or head to Ann's website at eqmr.com.au today. See the link in the show notes for details. Today on the podcast, I want to echo the words of somebody who I am a huge admirer of, probably the personality, celebrity, whatever that I am most in awe of, and that's the great Dave Chappelle. He has a huge influence on me and the way that I choose to carry myself in life and in business. And recently he did a cameo appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast, a podcast that I listen to a lot. And it was on an episode, if you want to check it out, we'll include a link in the show notes below. But it was the episode with Donnell Rawlings. And Dave came on and had a conversation with Joe and Donnell about how he has approached this whole COVID thing with regards to his business and his career. And he said something in there that I thought would be great to chat about with you guys on this podcast, because it's really in alignment with the way that we've approached all the businesses that partake in the group mastermind group coaching, as well as with one-on-one clients. And it's this idea of just keep moving forward. And I have the same conversations with the people that I mentor who aren't people who, they don't pay for mentoring. This is a career mentoring kind of thing. But everyone who's kind of in the Map It Forward kind of stratosphere, the idea has been in 2020 that just keep moving forward is an ideology that we have, I guess, subconsciously instilled in people to get through 2020 and beyond. And it's this idea of proactive leadership. I do appreciate, though, that this is a difficult ideology for people to get their heads around if that's not naturally the way that you operate. And so I wanted to talk about it today and help you align a mindset of how you could go from someone who's been worn down by 2020 to somebody who's thinking about just keep moving forward. And what does that look like? How does someone start getting their, I guess, all the different levels of themselves, body, mind, and spirit, connected to the idea of moving forward when that's not the natural way that you do things? Proactive leadership is a learnt thing. It is something that takes a lifetime to master. And I say this because I want you to cut yourself some slack straight off the bat. The idea before people get their knickers in a knot about you shouldn't be telling everybody that they have to move in a forward moving direction. Look, forward is subjective. If I'm looking in this direction, that's forward. But if I turn around, backwards in reference to where I'm standing right now is forwards in reference to me turning around. So the idea isn't you have to keep moving in a forward direction that society determines. Sometimes forward means looking in. Sometimes forward means looking up. It's just based on the direction you're facing, and it's a choice. So I have seen many business owners have to make choices that they weren't confronted with before. They changed direction. 2020 forced them to look in a different direction, and what they saw moving forward was, I've got to close my business, or I've got to end a business partnership, or I need to get into business. Because some professionals lost their jobs and thought, I've got to pivot. I'm not going to find a job. So what I need to do is create my own business. Forward moving is defined by the direction you choose to face at any given moment. And so here's what you need to do if you want to start on this journey of keeping moving. Okay, first of all, I want you to think about the idea that everything that came before this moment may perhaps no longer be relevant to what your future is. The situations have all changed for most of us. 2020 has offered us the opportunity to reassess and do an audit of what's important. The great Dave Chappelle also said in that same episode, 2020 has forced us to reassess all the social contracts in our life. And I hadn't thought of it that way until he said it, but it's absolutely true. And so reassessing the social contracts in your life mean doing an audit of everything that exists in your life and deciding, is this what I really want? Am I really happy with place that I work, or the people who work for me, or the business that I run? Am I happy with the partner that I've chosen for my life? Am I happy living in the suburb that I live in? Am I happy with my friends? Do I like my suppliers? All of these things are important in assessing whether you want to move forward in the direction you're facing now, or whether it's time to pivot. And so assess if the things that determined where you got to are still relevant. And if they're not, let them go. And that's a process unto itself. Now, the next thing I want to tell you about to consider in shifting into this idea of forward moving trajectory, especially if you're someone who tends to get bogged down in the emotion of it all and the depression of it all. I'm someone who for most of my life tended towards depression and anxiety, and I'm grateful to say that that is, you know, something that I have built the skills to move beyond now and catch it before it becomes a problem. Find help. This is a time when the weight that's on you is legitimately perhaps too much. And so getting help in dealing with what all of this has presented you with is an important part of letting go so that you can embark on the forward moving trajectory. If you are already there and you are ready to start on defining what forward moving is for you, then the final thing that I would say is figure out what you want. You can't move through life assertively. You can't move through life with intention if you don't know what it is you now want from life. What do you want from your coffee career? What do you want from your coffee business? What do you want from your relationships in life? What do you want from yourself? And this is going to be incredibly important and formative in the way that you experience the rest of your life in a defining year that is 2020. I hope this has been helpful, friends. This is something that we focus on at length in the mastermind groups all the time. This is not a normal kind of business mastermind coaching thing. It really is a different kind of experience. And if you're looking at how you might experience 2021 with intention, I'd invite you to check out our group coaching as perhaps a tool to help you get there. You can head to mapperforward.org/group coaching and check out the options that are there. Okay, I hope this has been helpful. Don't forget to check out that episode with Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan. It's in the show notes. I hope you've enjoyed this little discussion. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day. The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward and the Mapper Forward podcasts are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, 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 produced by Evolutionary Theory and myself, Lee Safar, and available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor, Equilibrium Master Roasters by Ann Cooper, and going to their website at eqmr.com.au. You can also support this podcast by heading to our merch store and using code TheDailyCoffeePro to get 20% off our handcrafted Peace, Love, and Peanut Butter unisex keychains at mapperforward.org/merch. Check the show notes for all the links to our merch store and to Anne's website now. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your podcast listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would mean the world to me if you would rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Inside, the moment when you see me behind your disguise.